And other than that, if there's any questions.
Excellent, Kim. Thank you. Is there any questions for the city manager?
Or city clerk.
Sorry, for the city clerk.
I've been promoted.
Yeah. And Lisa, we've got some bad news for you.
Thanks. I'll sign off then and head home and have a drink. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim, good luck. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have number 9, mayor and assembly business. Assembly member Decker, please go ahead.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to say the Economic Development Committee will be holding our next meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. And basically, we've been working with Carol Westmore on the applications for the local businesses and nonprofits and such for the programs that you all approved a couple of weeks ago in the assembly meetings. So I think we're getting pretty close to having those complete. And I am not sure if they'll go just to the manager or Lisa, if you know if they'll come to the assembly for approval. I assume it'd be just through staff, but just want to let you know.
Thanks so much, Assemblymember Decker. City Manager Von Bargen, did you want to respond to that question? Or?
Yeah, that stuff should just be able to come through administration to be able to roll out because the assembly already approved the funding for those items. So we'll review that stuff and run it up the chain through the folks that are assisting, like at AML and others, to make sure that we are within the realm of where we need to be to make sure that it satisfies I shouldn't say reimbursement requirements, but that we're not going to get audited behind the scenes and there's going to get a problem. So we'll do what we need to do to get those rolled out as quickly as possible so that we can get some of this money out into the community.
Perfect. Thank you. I just want to do a quick summary for folks what took place on Sunday, and I want to call out and recognize some individuals. We received the unfortunate news that we'd had our first case. We have been planning for this moment for 2.5+ months. And I can report that things went extremely well at the city's end and our communications with the hospital, communications with the state. It was very, very good. There's a few small areas that was recognized by the EOC that we can streamline and improve on, but overall I was absolutely amazed. And I just want to recognize first the city manager, who had already put in multiple long days in advance of our budget and stayed late into the night at the helm, making sure that we were catching everything that we needed to do and that the press releases were going out as well. Jamie, Kim, and Dorianne, and I think I'm probably missing somebody here, but our ability to work with our healthcare staff is, I don't think it's the same in every community. I don't think that most assemblies have the relationship with their privately owned hospital that we do. I was just so impressed how we were able to work so seamlessly. And Erin was on the phone right away with us, our health nurse, working through things. And at the end of the day, I think we responded as quickly as humanly possible to a tough situation. And I wanna tell the community that the situation is at hand. It is in control. Businesses that chose to shut down, that decision was made by the businesses, not by the assembly or the borough. And some businesses chose to open up on a Monday when they normally don't, and that was fine too. And I think at the end of the day, we had a good response, and now it's going to be dependent on us to carry it forward and make sure that we're moving along in a positive direction and preventing any further spread of the virus. So again, my hat's off to the EOC and everybody involved in that. I was just absolutely impressed. And Lisa?
Yeah, if I could, Mr. Mayor, you left yourself off of that. And you were here at a moment's notice as soon as the call went out to assist and make sure that everybody was notified and that, you know, you were fielding calls from a gazillion people. And so please don't leave yourself off of that list.
Okay. Well, thanks to me too. That's a good point. No, I'm just joking. thanks, Lisa. I do appreciate that. One of the things I wanted to mention to folks, I had a lot of calls that night from various citizens. We don't know who the person is. We are not told that information. That is protected health information. As a matter of fact, you know, nobody has ever come forward and said who it is. We don't know about further testing. We don't know about where they're staying necessarily. The only way we might have known that and we wouldn't have said anything is if we had the facility up and running at the time. So please be aware that in the future, we don't know. And the same for the hospital. They're not going to divulge any information to anyone. And it is strange because you're going to be asked if you had contact with somebody, but we're not going to tell you who it is. And I know that seems really weird, but that's the way it goes down. So it's sort of a self-reported thing from the person who gives a list to the health nurse who then calls out and tries to piece it all together. But again, we're going to do and I can't remember what Dorianne calls it, but like a debrief here. What does she call it, Lisa?
Hot wash after action report.
Hot wash after action report. That sounds so much cooler than a debrief. We're going to do that with the hospital and make sure that if we have another case, and let's hope we don't, if we have another case, we'll do an even better job than this time. So thanks to everybody involved in that. All right. Anybody else, any comments before we move on? Yes, Captain Spray.
I just wanted to remind the community, if they did have questions as we move through this for businesses and independents, if they have questions to call the number that the EOC set up, 874-2684. And we've been fielding a lot of questions, but if you still are just concerned or wondering what to do as we open up a business or what should be washed down, whatever, we've been fielding a lot of questions there. And I just wanted to remind folks that that is available. So 874-2684.
Thank you so much, Captain Sprite. That's great. Okay. And seeing no further questions or comments, we're going to move on to the next item, which is the appointments to fill a vacancy on the Wrangell Borough Assembly. We had two people present letters of interest, and they were Laura Below and Ryan Howe. And tonight we're doing things a little bit differently than traditionally we've done, although I know other assemblies do it this way. We will be voting, and I believe this was explained to everyone already, but you'll be sending Kim via the text message to her cell who you are voting for, and we will tell you the results, and from those results, we will have hopefully a clear winner, and then that person will be appointed with approval of the assembly onto the assembly. We only have one position at this time. I want to say to both of these individuals, thank you so much. This is a tough point to jump onto an assembly. And we really appreciate both of your interests. And we will go forward and do that. Did everybody get a chance to send their message through? I believe so. Kim, do you have everybody's?
I'm waiting for Assemblymember Morrison's text.
Assemblymember Morrison, do you have that number okay?
Yeah, I sent it.
Kim, did you receive Assemblymember Morrison's vote?
Send again, please. Let me try it again.
So while I'm waiting for that, so what'll happen is I'll say who the winner, if you will, is. And then Mayor, if you could ask for a motion to appoint that person, and then there will be a vote and so forth. So
thank you very much, Kim.
Good at that time, Kim.
Kim, could I suggest maybe that you send Assemblymember Morrison a text that she could respond to?
I did.
You did. For some reason, just a minute. All it says is send again, please.
Yep.
Could you send him an email, Assemblymember Morrison?
Not an email, or a text.
How about if we just, I can put on mute and I can just give her a call real quick, if that's okay?
I'd appreciate that.
That's weird.
Ann, will you put, oh, great. Well, the best laid plans of mice and men, right? There you go.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Julie.
While we're waiting, I thought I'd ask this real quick of the borough manager. In your report, I think it was the capital facilities report that was included with, I don't know if other assembly members still say, but I think there's about a 65-page summary of the all the work orders. And I don't really need to see all that detail personally, but I appreciate, you know, seeing it once, maybe to see what the, you know, reporting system looks like and that sort of thing. But I don't have to see it all the time personally.
The plan will be to give a summary from this point forward, but we wanted to be able to show you in one lump sum what that looks like.
Yes. Okay.
It's even longer than my husband's to-do list.
Okay. Kim, do you have all assembly members have voted?
Yes, I do. So I have 3 for Ryan Howe and 2 for Laura Blue.
Okay. So it would appear that Ryan Howe has won that. Can I get a motion from the assembly to appoint Ryan Howe to the open position that was vacated by Drew Larrabee?
Move to approve the appointment of Ryan Howe to the Borough Assembly for the unexpired term ending October 2020. This is Patty.
Patty, do we have a second? Seconded by Assembly Member Decker. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Decker?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes, you muted me. Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Laura, I want to thank you so much for putting in your name and sending us your letter. We really appreciate your time. We have had a resignation. And so if you are interested in having your name considered for that, Assemblymember DeLong's, it won't be coming up until the 14th of July. But please know that we really appreciate the efforts that you put forward. And Mr. Howe, thank you so much for also showing interest. It's a huge community service jumping in at a time like this, and I really appreciate it. And Mr. Howe, I believe, and I'll default to Kim on this, but Kim, would you like Mr. Howe to come down to City Hall with his mask in hand and stand 6 feet away from you and get sworn in?
Yes, please. And then I'll be in touch with you, Mr. Howe.
Thank you so much. And thank you to both of you for putting your names in. Appreciate it. Okay. I'm sorry, I've got to get back to the right page here, folks. Item Number 11 is public hearing. We have none. Item 12, unfinished business. There is none. Item number 13A, approval of a bid received from Spinard Building Supplies, amount of $32,250 for primary school doors and hardware procurement.
This is Decker. I move to approve a contract award to Spinard Building Supply in the amount of $32,250 for the primary school doors and hardware procurement project.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
This is David. I'll second.
Been seconded by Assemblymember Powell. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Ann.
I just have a question. Are these the doors will no longer be keyed? They will be all by punch in.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask our Capital Facilities Director to answer that question, please.
I'm just curious.
To answer that question, no, the access card reader, we were unable to include that with this procurement. But the hardware that's included here, it's been planned that hardware will accept the card reader when we get to the point where we can afford that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Amber, for jumping in there. All right. Seeing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes, 13B, resolution number 06-20-1529 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying a general tax for school and municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough for the tax year 2020, pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code section 5.04.010, providing for the collection of taxes due in 2020 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes.
Move to approve resolution number 05-20-1529.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Sorry, who seconded that?
I did, Ann.
Ann, okay, thank you. And there's a special note there just for as well. There'll be approval to hold a special borough assembly meeting on Tuesday, June 16, 2020 at 5:30 p.m. for the fiscal year 21 budget public hearing. I just want to get that in on the record as well. Discussion on this item. Lisa, could I please just get you to do sort of an administrative update on this for the public?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. So annually, the borough is required to set the mill levy, and the mill levy is being set at 12.75 mills for the Wrangell service area and 4 mills for the area outside. This is no change from previous years. So the mill levy remains the same.
So there is no tax increase moving forward.
There is no property tax increase moving forward.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or discussion on this item? Seeing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. I'm sorry, you guys, I messed up here. Item C is the approval to hold a special borough assembly meeting on Tuesday the 16th, 2020 at 5:30 p.m. for the fiscal year 21 budget public hearing. We have someone that would make that motion.
Move to approve holding a special borough assembly meeting on Tuesday, June 16th, 2020 at 5:30 p.m. for the FY 2021 budget public hearing.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second, this
Gilbert.
Is Gilbert. We'll go with Assemblymember Gilbert. Got the second. Sorry, Assemblymember Powell. You'll have to be a little quicker next time. Discussion, and I see Lisa has her blue hand up already.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is obviously a very simple item, but I wanted to let the Assembly know that I asked the Assembly to provide feedback if on a procedural matter, if they wanted to see additional action or consideration taken on the American cruise ship plan to come into this community. We have had a request from Assemblymember Decker to do that, She's provided some feedback. And so rather than scheduling a separate meeting, it seems appropriate that we would do it on this same evening. And so if the assembly is not opposed to that, we will take up the American Cruise plan at that meeting as well.
Anybody want questions or comments about that proposal to tack on the American Cruise Line meeting at the same time? I'm not seeing anything, Lisa. I think that's appropriate for us to move forward with that as well.
May I ask a procedural question, Mr. Mayor, the clerk? Do we need to amend the motion, Madam Clerk, to include the American Cruise Line because the motion specifically says budget public hearing?
No, no, we don't. Because what we're doing is we're just setting a special borough assembly meeting, and I will publish that special assembly meeting to include both items.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion on item 13C? I've seen none. Full vote, please, Kim.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's files available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15 is executive session. We have none tonight. Item 16 is adjournment at 7:21 p.m. Thank you, everyone. Now we're going to adjourn out of this meeting and move into our budget meeting. Lisa, would you like to have a 15-minute break here?
Yeah, I'll try to squeeze it in 10.
Okay, well, don't rush. All right. Thanks, everybody who called in tonight. Appreciate it.